天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。今天呢将是我们这个系列的最后一课了。透过对使徒行传的学习，小环相信大家对神的大能一定有了更深一步的了解和认识。然而日光之下无新事，撒旦从远古到现在都在处心积虑地隔绝我们与神的关系。因此唯有时时刻刻的依靠，认识到自己的骄傲，并且能够谦卑圣洁地来到神的面前，方可战胜撒旦的诱惑。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受今天从神而来的讯息吧。
Welcome, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你。
It is always a delight to know that you have tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
你能收听我们的节目，使我们非常开心。
If you have listened to the last broadcast,
如果你听了上一次的节目，
you remember that I concluded the last message by telling you that Satan does not like to see God bless the believer.
就会记得在上次结束时，我说撒旦不喜欢看见神赐福给基督徒。
And that is why Satan designs a two-pronged strategy to defeat the Christians.
所以撒旦设计了双重恶毒的计谋来伤害基督徒。
Satan uses unbelievers from the outside of the church.
撒旦利用教会以外的非信徒。
And then he uses unsuspecting Christians from the inside.
他也利用教会里毫无戒心的基督徒。
He uses outside forces to intimidate the active Christians into silence and compromise.
他利用外面的势力恐吓热心的基督徒，不准他们作声，迫使他们妥协。
And from within, he uses the unsuspecting, egotistical Christian to hassle and harass the effective Christian.
并在教会内部利用那些没有戒心又自大的基督徒，彼此争吵，搅扰热心侍奉的基督徒。
He uses the ungodly forces of the world to numb us into inactivity.
他利用这世界不信神的势力来麻醉我们，使我们冷淡。
And he uses the non-discerning Christians to disturb our peace.
他也利用一些不知好歹的基督徒搅扰我们的宁静。
He uses worldly temptations to lull us into inaction.
他利用世俗的诱惑使我们退缩。
And he uses sinning Christians to steal our joy.
又利用犯罪的基督徒剥夺我们的喜乐。
This has been Satan's two-pronged strategy since the beginning of time.
这是撒旦自从创世以来就不断使用的双重毒计。
It has never changed.
它没有改变过。
It has never been modified.
从来没有修改过。
It has never been deviated from.
从来没有转向过。
He does it cunningly.
它狡猾地下手。
And he does it with dizzying speed.
以令人昏眩的速度。
And he will choose his times carefully.
处心积虑地选择时机。
But the basic strategy has never been changed.
但基本的战略从未更改。
And this is the very strategy he used against the early church.
这也是他对付初代教会的阴谋。
As the work of God began to take hold,
正当神的工作逐渐展开时，
And as the gospel began to change lives,
正当福音开始改变人的生命时，
As the Holy Spirit began to convert and consecrate,
正当圣灵使人的生命回转归向圣洁时，
Satan moved in with the two-pronged attack.
撒旦潜伏而至，发动双重的攻击。
From without,
从外部。
He stirred up the Jewish elders and rulers.
他挑拨那些犹太教的长老和领袖。
From within,
从内部。
He deceived unsuspecting, insecure church members by appealing to their fragile egos.
他蒙蔽那些毫不设防、摇摆不定的教友，满足他们脆弱的自我。
Today we're going to examine the attack from without.
今天我们要来看从教会外面来的攻击。
Dr. Luke makes it clear that this particular wave of persecution was not coming from the Romans.
路加医生很清楚地指出，这一波的逼迫不是来自掌权的罗马政府。
This persecution was coming from the Jewish leaders.
逼迫来自犹太教的领袖。
This type of persecution was incited by the Sadducees.
这种逼迫是由撒都该人发动的。
Let me tell you about the Sadducees.
让我告诉你有关撒都该人的背景。
The Sadducees were the ruling class of wealthy aristocrats.
撒都该人是富有的贵族领袖。
The Sadducees were the liberal establishment of the day.
撒都该人是当时的先进自由派。
The Sadducees believed that the Messianic age had come and gone.
撒都该人相信弥赛亚的时代已经过去了。
And they were not looking for a Messiah.
他们根本不期待弥赛亚的来临。
The Sadducees were the ones who denied the Old Testament doctrine of the resurrection of the dead.
撒都该人否认旧约圣经所讲的死人复活的教义。
So you can understand their anger at the apostles for testifying to the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以你可以理解当使徒见证耶稣基督的身体复活时，他们是多么的愤怒。
But they were not alone.
然而还不仅是他们。
Misery loves company.
祸不单行。
The Jewish rulers of the temple.
犹太人的守殿官。
The elders of the Jewish tribes.
各支派的长老。
The priests of the temple.
圣殿里的祭司。
Including the current high priest and the former high priest.
包括现任及前任的大祭司。
The teachers of the law.
以及文士。
All of these people plus some unidentified individuals.
所有的这些人还有一些身份不明的其他人。
All became united in their opposition to the teaching of the supremacy of Christ.
全都联合起来反对基督至上的教导。
Jesus' name disturbed these alliances in 33 AD.
耶稣的名字使公元33年那时候的联盟不安。
It also disturbs many alliances today.
同样的，也使今天许多联盟团体不安。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because Jesus' name has power.
因为耶稣的名字带着能力。
And egomaniacs do not want to share power.
而人的骄傲自大绝不容许权力分散。
Because Jesus' name has authority.
因为耶稣的名字带着权柄。
The egomaniacs do not want to give up their authority.
而人的骄傲自大绝不放弃他们的权威。
Because Jesus' name has healing power.
因为耶稣的名字带着医治的大能。
But they want to live in their hopeless condition of sin.
但他们却情愿犯罪，活在绝望当中。
So they scream and they yell and they verbally attack and they threaten.
他们咆哮、喊叫、谩骂、威胁。
Why did these groups of people who normally can't stand each other become so united?
为什么这群人一向互相对立，现在却联合在一起呢?
Dr. Luke tells us in Acts chapter 4 verse 2.
路加医生在《使徒行传》第四章第二节那里告诉我们。
That because the apostles were giving an eyewitness account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为使徒把他们亲眼看见耶稣基督复活的事实见证出来了。
But why did they put the apostles on trial?
但他们为什么要逮捕使徒并审问他们呢?
It was to intimidate them.
为了要威吓他们。
Because they had no case, they resorted to intimidation.
因为他们根本没有控诉的罪状，只能恐吓使徒。
As if to say, let's break the spirit.
想要使他们屈服。
Let's ostracize them and alienate them.
想要排斥孤立他们。
Why do they go to all this trouble?
他们为什么如此煞费心机呢？
Why do they go to all this trouble with the disciples?
他们为什么这样处心积虑地对待使徒呢？
Because they were afraid lest people hear the truth.
因为他们怕百姓听到了真理。
Lest people believe the truth and embrace the truth.
就会相信真理，接受真理。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 4,
在使徒行传第四章第四节那里，
Luke tells us, that many who heard the message believed, and their number grew to 5,000.
路加告诉我们，许多人听了道就相信，而且有五千人之多。
Here is something very important to encourage you, my friend.
亲爱的朋友，这是很重要的鼓励。
All of the intimidation that is designed to silence the witnessing for the gospel,
所有禁止为福音做见证的威吓，
will fail.
都会失败。
Peter's response to the Sanhedrin had such irrefutable evidence that they were baffled as to what to do.
彼得对那些犹太教领袖的回答证据确凿，使他们无话可驳，也很困惑，不知该如何应付。
Let me tell you something of utmost importance.
让我告诉你一件非常重要的事。
You must never be afraid to stand up for the truth of the gospel.
你要勇于维护福音真理，绝不要害怕。
You must never be bullied or intimidated into silence.
千万不要受恐吓威胁就默不作声。
The facts are on your side.
你有事实、真理为后盾。
Their guilty conscience is on your side.
他们知道自己理亏的良心也在你这一边。
And ultimately, God is on your side.
最重要的。是神在你这一边。
In Acts 4:13-22 shows you their bafflement.
使徒行传第四章十三到二十二节显示出他们的措手无策。请听我读出这段经文：使徒行传第四章第十三到二十二节。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量。又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。又看见那治好了的人和他们一同站着，就无话可驳。于是吩咐他们从公会出去，就彼此商议说：我们当怎样办这两个人呢？因为他们诚然行了一件明显的神迹，凡住耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有。唯恐这事约发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。于是叫了他们来，禁止他们，总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。彼得、约翰说：听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。官长为百姓的缘故，想不出法子刑罚他们，又恐吓一番，把他们释放了。这是因众人为所行的奇事，都归荣耀与神。原来借着神迹医好的那人，有四十多岁了。
When they could not refute the evidence,
当他们反驳不了明显的证据时，
They said these fellows did not get the proper education.
他们就说这些是没有学问的小民。
They did not have the right credentials.
他们没有足够的资格。
Peter said to them,
彼得对他们说，
You are arresting us because of a miracle?
你们为这件神迹逮捕我们吗？
You are harassing us because we believe in a supernatural God?
就因为我们相信行奇事的神，你们就逼害我们吗？
You are trying to intimidate us because we healed the man who was crippled for 40 years?
就因为我们使一个残废了40年的人得医治，你们就要威吓我们吗？
Now, my listening friends, I want you to notice several things about Satan's attack from without.
亲爱的朋友，请你注意有关撒旦从外面来的攻击的几件事。
What Satan means for evil, God intends for good.
撒旦是出于恶意，神却要成全美善。
Satan wanted to destroy the first church.
撒旦企图摧毁初代的教会。
But instead, the following things happened.
相反的，却成就了以下几件事。
First,
第一，
Peter and the apostles became more courageous and fearless than they ever thought they could.
彼得和其他的使徒都超越了他们的限度，变得更勇敢无惧了。
Here is something important that you need to know.
要知道这点很重要。
There is nothing more aggravating to a bully than refusing to give in to him.
拒绝向恶势力屈服，往往是对欺压者最有力的反击。
In most cases, bullies are cowards.
其实大部分欺压人的都是懦夫。
And when you stand your ground, they will show their true colors.
当你坚守立场时，他们懦弱的本色就会暴露出来。
When you are wrapped up in the full armor of God, you can stare down the enemy.
当你穿戴神所赐的全副军装，昂然挺立时，敌人就会畏惧退缩。
When the apostles talked about the resurrection,
当使徒说到复活时，
the Sanhedrin did not dispute the evidence of the resurrection.
那些宗教领袖没有反驳复活的证据。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they couldn't.
因为他们根本反驳不了。
Standing on the truth gives you courage.
站在真理的立场上给你勇气。
Standing on the power of the resurrection will embolden you to make you fearless.
站在复活的大能上将鼓舞你无所畏惧。
Secondly,
第二。
Because of the resurrection, the apostles experience greater solidarity.
因着复活，那些使徒更加团结。
Persecution strengthens the true believers.
逼迫使真正的基督徒坚强起来。
Persecution unites the true believers.
逼迫使真正的基督徒团结起来。
Persecution draws true believers closer to the Lord.
逼迫使真正的基督徒更靠近神。
You and I do not like the evil's attacks.
你和我都不喜欢恶毒的攻击。
We do not seek the evil's attack.
我们不会去招惹恶毒的攻击。
But there is nothing that will draw you closer to the Lord and to other Christians than the enemy's attack.
但敌人的攻击却最能促使我们靠近神，并靠近其他的基督徒。
The third thing about the enemy's attack from without is this.
敌人从外来的攻击的第三个特点。
The apostles turned the persecution into a pulpit.
使徒把逼迫转变为讲道的讲台。
Far from cowering and compromising.
他们绝不懦弱妥协。
They did not say, I will not take a stand anymore.
他们并没有说我要放弃立场。
In fact, Peter said, let me tell you about Jesus whom you crucified.
事实上，彼得说，让我们告诉你们有关你们所钉死的耶稣的事。
Jesus is your only hope.
耶稣是你们唯一的希望。
Jesus is your only way to salvation.
耶稣是你们获得救恩的唯一道路。
Jesus is your only way to heaven.
耶稣是你们进天堂的唯一途径。
And you had better turn to him, repent, and believe in him.
你们应该归向他，悔改并相信他。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I come to conclusion.
亲爱的朋友，在快要结束时，请你仔细地听我说。
What the world is desperate for is not more compromises.
这世界急切需要的不是妥协。
What the world is desperate for is someone who could say with Martin Luther, here I stand for I can do no other.
这世界迫切需要的是像马丁路德这样的人说，这是我的立场，我别无选择。
The fourth thing about Satan's attack from without is this.
有关撒旦从外面来的攻击的第四个特点是
It caused the church to be praising and praying church.
他的攻击反而形成了赞美和祷告的教会。
In verses 23 to 28 of Acts 4,
使徒行传第四章23到28节，请听我读出这段经文。使徒行传第四章第23到28节，二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受告者希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所告的圣仆耶稣，成就你手和你意志所预定必有的事。
When Peter and John were released, the church praised God and petitioned God.
当彼得和约翰被释放后，全教会都赞美神，并向神祷告。
When faced with opposition, they took comfort in the sovereignty of God.
当面对压迫时，他们因着神掌管一切而得到安慰。
In their hour of perplexity, they knew that the Lord would not forsake them.
当他们感到迷惘困惑时，他们知道主绝不离弃他们。
Far from succumbing to temptation in the face of satanic attack, they became bolder.
当面对撒旦的攻击时，他们非但坚决抗拒屈服于诱惑，他们反倒更加勇敢。
As a result, the place shook.
结果那地方被震撼。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
As they demonstrated the power of God in word and deed.
他们的话语和行为都彰显出神的大能。
My listening friend, let me ask you a few questions.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你几个问题。
Are you under attack?
你是否受到攻击?
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主。
Are you harassed?
你是否受到骚扰呢?
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主。
Are you feeling defeated?
你是否感到失败呢?
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主。
Are you tempted to compromise?
你是否想让步妥协了呢?
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主。
Are you tempted to give up?
你是否想放弃呢?
Sing praises to the Lord.
唱诗赞美主。
When you feel that you cannot take the heat of the battle, sing praises to the Lord.
当你感到无法在这场激烈的战斗中支撑下去了，唱诗赞美主。
For the enemy's attack can make you courageous.
敌人的攻击反而能让你越战越勇。
You can experience greater solidarity.
你会经历到更大的团结。
And turn your persecution into a pulpit and your pain into praise.
也使你所受的逼迫成为你做见证的讲台，你的痛苦转为赞美。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
求赎我们。 举我们为你征战，祝我们同心寻求你的国度，你的公义，求你赦免我们得罪了你。从今天起，我们要顺服你旨意，祝我们真实的悔改会转到你面前，求你赦免
感谢大家对这个系列节目的持续收听，小花很高兴能够同大家一起在神的话语上成长，愿我们都能够在生命中的每一天对神都有进一步的了解和认知。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个系列的节目到今天就结束了，我们下个系列再会喽。